It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
To take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone.
All right, folks, how we doing? We are talking about ideal times to buy and what society is telling you. How old should you be to buy your first home? I think that's bogus. I'm telling you it right off the bat. There is no age that you can put on when homeownership is right for you. Okay, so that's the first thing right out of the chute. But I am going to talk a little bit about the fundraiser coming up here that we're hosting. Last year we did Springs Rescue Mission. We did the blankets for them. We raised, we donated $5,000 to Springs Rescue Mission. We got about 400 blankets donated, 350 people at the party. It was unbelievable. Great time. We raffled off nights at the Shine Mountain Resort, TVs. I mean, it was a great time. We got Air Force Athletics getting behind us on this, the CC Tigers, KRDO, the Gazette, and love the support. Really do. Love the support. Bistro on 2nd was behind us. Colorado Rocky Mountain Brewery provided the beers. And you know what my favorite part is? They're back again this year. They said, this is the type of stuff we want to support. And they do it free of charge. We get about 10 companies, Rocky Mountain HVAC, Cornerstone Cleaning, they come in and they say, we want to be a part of this. And that, my friend, is what real estate is about. It's not about selling homes. It's about reaching back out to the community and making a difference. And this year, really on my heart to do the Colorado Springs Police Department, the Colorado Springs Fire Department, and the Sheriff's Department. These are our heroes. I did a police ride-along last week from about 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., and holy smokes, was that an eye-opener. Let me just tell you, you think you have a tough job? Think selling real estate's tough? I mean, that's a joke. You look at these guys and women putting their life on the line for us. It's remarkable. You know, they do a normal traffic stop, and they pull up to that car, and they get out. Their life's on the line. Someone can pull a gun on them. The respect isn't there anymore like it used to be. A firefighter running into a building that's on fire, pulling someone out. I mean, it's not like these are young single guys or gals. They have families. They got kids at home. And it's amazing to see. Our first call we got, we were on a sting for this guy who had like 12 arrest charges, warrant out. He's armed. They had about 13 police officers there, K-9 unit. And these guys are out. They got their guns drawn. They're going into the house. And I'm sitting in the car. They told me I had to stay in there, but they knew I'm a little tennis player. So I wasn't going to help them, man. But I'm sitting here going, holy smokes. And finally, the gentleman who I was riding along with comes back in. He goes, all right, let's go to our next call. And I'm going, I said, are you nervous at all? Like, would that, no. He says, got a little adrenaline going. He says, if the guy would have started firing, it probably would have got a little nervous. And I'm going, holy smokes, man. Thank God that people are made like that, because I'm not. I tell you right now, I'm not brave enough to go into a situation like that. So God bless them, the fire department, our police officers, the sheriff department, because they really protect us day to day. They put their lives on the line. There are true heroes out there. Okay, so this fundraiser is October 12th. It's down at the Pioneer Museum. We're focusing on kids this year. EMTs? I mean, they're not in there. We can throw them in, Nat. You want to throw them in? Get some stretchers out there. But what I'm telling you is that not only are we going to donate $10,000 and it's called Change for Heroes. People are going to bring money and fill up the truck out in front with change and make other donations. I hope we can give them 20 grand. But the biggest thing is that kids see these are our heroes, and they're not looked at like that anymore like they used to be. And the respect isn't there. This is an event that is really, I want it geared towards the kids. That's why the museum's open 5 to 7. Okay, the whole museum's open. They can go in and see all the history Colorado Springs has to offer. And then we got the police vehicles there, sheriff's departments there, fire trucks there, K-9 unit. What a great opportunity for these kids to see their heroes. Not the football players, not the baseball players, but your firefighters, your police officers, who every day are putting their life on the line for our freedom. Okay? So mark your calendar. It's open to the public. It's not a client event. It's a community event. October 12th, 5 to 7 p.m., open bar, catered food by Springs Rescue Mission. Jay at Churchill Mortgage is providing a dessert bar for the kids. Okay, and they're going to be able to interact with the police officers, see the canine unit, get on the fire truck, take pictures, and then we're going to be able to present them with a check for $10,000. And whatever else money we can raise through the people who come, I mean, that's going to go to them as well. So get involved. Participate in this event. It's going to be great, and it's going to be fun. We're raffling off items like a foursome of golf at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, Air Force tickets, CC tickets. I mean, Bistro on 2nd, they're giving a $100 gift card. So it's going to be a ton of fun. Put it on your calendar. It's just something I'm passionate about, is just really getting behind our first responders here in Colorado Springs, okay? If you have questions about the event, if you want to get more involved yourself, call me, 719-232-1063. Okay, we talk real estate. It's great. But sometimes I look at it and go, you know, we're really making mud puddles. I mean, we're selling homes. Yes, we're helping somebody get into a home with their family. We're not going out and protecting them from bad guys, people robbing them. I mean, these are the things that are important in life, and this is what we got to focus on. We got to really focus on supporting our first responders, okay? So we'll get into more of the show now. When's the right time to buy? I read a great article. National News here, National Association of Realtors. I don't make this stuff up, okay? And they said right now, the National Association of Realtors profile home buyers is median age of first-time home buyers is 32 years old. For the second year in a row, okay? It's funny. They say, while a quarter of men think people should strive to buy their first home by 25, just 12% of women say the same. I don't know how they came up with that statistic. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. You know, my mom would be mad if I said something like, you know, I don't know why the women are only at 12% and the guys are much higher. I'm not going to go there. The point of it is... why is 32 years old the median age? I mean, it kills me. It really does. On a 30-year note, you're at 62 years old. It's ridiculous. I think a lot of it is first-time homebuyers. They want to have the granite, the stainless steel. They want to have the nicest place on the block. Well, you got to start somewhere. It's way different than the baby boomers who said, I'm going to get a small house or maybe a small condo and be humble. Start from humble beginnings, and then I can move my way up. A little different, right? Millennials want it now. Instantaneous. I deserve it, and I'll go into debt to get it. I mean, how many people I talk to have trucks? And they go, my payment's $800. How much is my mortgage going to be? Well, about $1,300. Oh, that's a lot. You're paying $800 for a truck. I mean, what's going on here? It doesn't register, okay? So I really do think... it should be around 25 years old. You get a condo, you get a townhouse, you get into the market, you can rent it out down the road. That's the biggest thing. I was talking to a guy on my baseball team the other day, plays senior men's baseball, and he says, I want to buy a home. I said, great. What are you looking at buying? He says, I want to get a single family home. I got to save up some money. I want to buy a single family home. You want this and that. And I said, boy, why don't you buy a fourplex? He said, I've never really thought of that. I said, yeah, look at Wayne on the baseball team. I helped him buy a fourplex. Lived in a year, moved out. He makes $2,000 passive income now, and he's going to go buy a single family house. And he was able to put 3.5% down instead of 20% that an investor would have put down on fourplex. Why not? Right? I'm trying to do that this spring. I'm moving out of my single family house. I'm going to move into a fourplex. Do I want to live in a fourplex? Not really. I'm going to cut my square footage in half. But it's the long-term thinking. Right? If I sacrifice now, by the time I'm 40, all of that additional passive income. Okay? So I think that's why we're seeing the average age at 32 years old. And I've read other articles in USA Today. First-time homebuyers are holding out and waiting longer to buy a forever home instead of getting into the market. And boy, is that a mistake. Let me tell you right now, that is a big mistake. And the people I've helped buy townhouses and condos, they've either rented them or a great one. Frankie Holmes helped her close last month. She bought 4 years ago for $120,000, sold at $200,000, took that money, sold it, went into a single family house, and that was her whole down payment right there. No mortgage insurance. That's called entering the market and not being afraid to start with a humble abode and moving your way up from there. It's not going to your forever home right away. So think about it. Think about a townhouse. Think about a condo. There's a lot of positives to townhouses and condos. You don't have to worry about the outside, paint, siding. You don't have to worry about the lawn. Really easy to rent. Now, you do have HOA dues, yes, and you do have capital assessments. Make sure you have that gap coverage. Make sure you talk to Austin Darby over at Main Street Brokers. Make sure you have that gap coverage, because when that assessment comes for $10,000, then you'll be able to pay your deductible $500, and it'll pay off that $10,000 capital assessment. Okay, so just some things to be careful with on a townhouse or condo. Look at their reserve funds. Make sure they have good reserve funds. Okay, very important. So my message to you is don't be afraid to enter the market in a little lower price range, and you don't have to get your forever home right away. Just know that you can buy a house. I bought my first condo. I stayed in it for 2 or 3 years. It doesn't have to be a forever home. It's about entering the market. It's like saying, hey, I want to enter the stock market and get some mutual funds, but I'm going to wait until I get $150,000 because then I can do some damage. I mean, now you're going, well, that's ridiculous. No one would do that. Well, why are you doing it in the real estate market? You take your 10 grand, you put it into a mutual fund, or you put it into a 401k. You don't stick it in your savings account. Same thing with real estate. Why are you not taking what you have so far and investing it in an entry-level product? That stat to me is concerning. That average price of buying for a first-time home buyer is concerning. It needs to be around 25, 26. And I know, yes, you have college debt. I'm aware of it. But let me tell you what. I've sold some homes this last year where people have walked away with $50,000, $60,000 and paid off all their college debt. And they're debt-free because they invest in the real estate market. Yeah, it's a little bit of timing. And there's some luck involved. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of positives. And if the market takes a turn, you rent it out, and then you can sell it down the road later when it goes back up. Things go up and down. Real estate market's not any different than the stock market. It's not just going to keep going all the way up. It's going to correct. And rates, too. Rates will go up and down. I don't know if they'll ever get as low as, you know, we saw them in 9 and 10. I don't think they'll get as low as 3% again. That's pretty crazy. So think about it. Don't follow the social norm of, hey, I need to be 35 and get my forever home, and I need to be married before I get my first house. No. Go out and invest. Get in the real estate market. And get an entry-level product, a condo or a townhouse. And then down the road, you can get into your forever home, and you're going to be happy. You're going to have passive income. You're going to have money saved up. I mean, what could be better? One thing I want to leave you with is the Firefighter Memorial Weekend. That's coming up September like 12th, 13th, 14th. That's an unbelievable event downtown honoring the fallen firefighters. And they have a great parade that goes through downtown, too. So go down. Check it out. They have bagpipes. The restaurants do a lot of specials. And just go down and support it. It's fun. I've been the last couple years, okay? So get that on your calendar. And make sure you go down and support our local firefighters and the national firefighters as well. Heck, there's even some coming down from Canada for it. Thanks for joining me. Call me on my cell phone if you have questions. 719-232-1063, and you can reach me via email justin.hermes@wesellmore.net or email thehermesteam.net. And our next show, we're going to be talking about permits. I had a guy today complain. City of Colorado Springs, they make you pull a permit on everything. I said, it's safety, buddy. It's like wearing a helmet when you're on a bicycle. I mean, use your brain, okay? It's a good thing. So I want you to listen to the next episode. I'm Evlani Shonin from Regional Building, and we're going to talk about why you pull permits, why is that important, and if you don't pull a permit, what that can mean down the road when you're trying to sell. You don't want to miss it. Once again, we'll have Evlani Shonin from Regional Building Department talking about the importance of pulling a permit. Thanks for joining me, and take care. Have a great night.
When I get older, losing my head many years from now, still be sending me a Valentine's birthday greeting.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.